Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early! Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Let's have some grown folk talk about veterans benefits. The Economist, the magazine, online news site, whatever it is these days, put out a piece that got a lot of people fired up, including me, about veterans benefits. I'm not going to link to it. Normally I link to these things, but I don't want to give them the traffic because this piece of garbage doesn't deserve it. They also gutlessly didn't put their name on it. And I know the Economist often doesn't put stuff with the author's name on it, but if you're going to do this, put your name on it. I've been writing publicly for 7-8 years now. Everything I've ever written has my name on it. I'm not hard to find. I have social media accounts. I have the Substack. You can leave comments on almost anything I put anywhere I put it, whether it's a video or a thing. If you're going to do something like this, put your name on it. They're attacking veterans benefits, and they throw up stats that probably in a vacuum sound crazy. Well, there's veterans getting $4,000 a month for life. Well, that's shocking. Not really, if you break it down to it, or they're talking 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 vets or whatever number they came up with is 100% disabled. Well, that depends. There's two different kinds of 100% disabled in the VA system. There's 100% meaning the very complicated formula that combines various medical issues and service connected. By the way, not war connected, not combat connected, service connected. Do you have a medical issue from your service? Doesn't matter if you got hurt on the battlefield or behind a desk. If you got hurt in the service, you have a medical condition because of the service, it's service connected. That's what you get. If something happens to you and it's not service connected, you don't get credit for it. It doesn't go on your disability. Please know what you're talking about. In a nutshell, there's a very complicated formula for what your service connected disability is. And just because you have a 100% rating doesn't mean you have a 100% non-workable rating. That's a whole separate thing. Gets you different care. That also gets you other benefits, like it gives your spouse or another loved one the potential to apply for caregiver status, which gets them some money as well. But that's because they have to physically care for you all the time. See, there's levels to this stuff. You can't just throw out a term like 100% disabled and apply it to all veterans or a thing of veterans. And yes, before anybody else gets fired up, there is some fraud. Like in anything else, there's people that work the system, that game the system. Let me explain this as calmly and as plain as I can. It's not up to you to decide who's defrauding the federal government and not. You can't tell what a veteran looks like. You don't know what their disability is just looking at them. Just because they don't lay in a bed all day or ride around in a wheelchair or are bedfast or in a facility doesn't mean they don't have 100% service-connected rating, doesn't mean they can't hold a job, doesn't mean they can't do other things. Think about what you're saying. If a veteran gets benefits, they have to be walled off in their home and can never go out in public again. Now, that doesn't make any sense and sounds stupid, sounds downright cruel when you consider why they have the medical issues they do. But that's what you're saying if you're saying they can't work or do anything. Now, if they have 100% non-workable, no, they don't get a work. They have restrictions on that. You have to go through hearings. You have to go through review boards. It takes time. I've been in the VA system for a long time. It took me almost 6 years to get my final rating. And you had to go back and you have to go back and you have to correct things and you have to find missing records and you have to find missing doctor's reports and on and on and on. It's a complicated process. And that's for something. And I'm just going to be real with you here for just a second. When I had my actual medical appointments where the third party, you go see a doctor that's a third party outside the VA system, they're contractors, and they review your symptoms and they look at you. I never had one of those go more than about 5 minutes. The doctor just look at me. They look at the scars. They look at the report and they go, oh yeah, you're qualified. Sign the paperwork and go on. I've never had an actual medical doctor ever question me at all, ever. They look at me. They look at the records. They look at all the surgeons. They're like, oh yeah, 5 minutes done. It's the bureaucracy that took forever. You know what else they do in those appointments? You want to really get real about this? I had an appointment for VA one time. for service connected thing I was claiming. And the guy comes in and they put it, and this is a couple of years ago, they may do it differently, but you know, they have the little light box on the wall. He actually put up a thing that had my torso on it and had all these marks all over it. And I'm like, I wonder what this is. And he said, take your shirt off. I'm like, excuse me, what? And he goes, take your shirt off. I have to annotate all your surgical scars. I have a lot of them. I have a line from my sternum all the way down to my belly button, which isn't actually my belly button. That's been surgically reconstructed because I had so many abdominal surgeries that it didn't exist anymore. And the little hole for it was over here to the left. So my doctor, being really nice, just as a favor to me, he went and actually created a scar. So it looks like I got a belly button where I don't have a belly button. I'm sorry. Is this too real for you? Because you want to talk about veterans benefits. I got the big scar here, the open heart surgery, because I had so much trauma from surgery. My heart stopped and they had to put, you know, stuff straight into my heart to drain fluid because my heart stopped and wouldn't run and I had to sit on a ventilator. See, you start getting squirmy. You don't want those details. See, people like The Economist, they just want to throw out stats and numbers and things like that. They don't want to talk about, you know, my daughter who's now 18 still has to have therapy and things because she was so traumatized by the fact she had to go to school every day for, you know, 4 months straight, and she'd go to school and tell her, well, I think my daddy's going to die today because I was in the hospital for 4.5 months. I'm not trying to do a thing where it's just a sympathy thing because a lot of people have it a lot worse than me. I've got it good. My life is good. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you when you buzzword this crap and you just throw out a stat and then say it's absurd, you're not thinking it through. And I want to encourage you to think it through. There is people who game the system, but you don't know who they are, and it's not your job to jump on social media and claim so-and-so is not doing it. There's people that do this work, by the way. They go pull up DD-214s. They chase down stolen valor. They look up people's stuff. They make sure people are on the up and up, and they do good work. Let them do that. You're not qualified to do that, probably. If you are, go do it. Make a career of it. Send me your stuff. If you're legit, I'll promote you. I'll put you on my own social media. But most of you aren't. You're just spouting off on social media and going, well, I know all these people. No, you don't. Well, I've seen all these people. Like, no, look, I've sat in those meetings. I've had people in the VA system tell me like, well, you know, if you claim this, 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 and this, you just get your 100%. And I had to argue. And I'm like, no, I want it to be right. I want an accurate record of what happened in my service. I think my children deserve that. I think my family that suffered through the same things that I did because I was gone and because I was sick and because I had issues that still continue to this day, they owed it to have it on paper correctly. So yeah, there are people like that in the system, but the system also has a way of dealing with that and weeding them out. It's not easy to get it. So just to make a blanket statement that we got to rip, people are getting absurd benefits because of a little bit of fraud, waste, and abuse. Yes, we should go after the fraudsters, but that's not actually the problem. That's not actually what they're arguing. They always do this, people who don't like people getting benefits, whether it's welfare, whether it's Medicaid, Medicare, whether it's any kind of anything. There's this strand of thought of we're going to hold up the case of somebody that's abusing the system, and then we're going to use that to save money. But here's your problem. There's no cheap way to take care of our veterans. Veterans Affairs, we've talked about on this program before, is the second or third largest department of government, depending on whether or not you count the post office, but I don't count the post office because it's its own separate thing and it's a little bit different. The VA is the second biggest department of the entire government. And VA medicine is an enormous cost. Now, we can discuss government-run medicine and how much that costs, but that's the largest integrated healthcare system in the country. And that's only to take care of 9 million people. There's 15, 16 million veterans. So if you want to argue that, we can argue that, but it's the system as it exists, so you can't just say we're going to get rid of it. And a lot of people are going to take these numbers and go, well, we just need to get rid of the entire VA system, privatize it, whatever. That's an argument. But if you're just going to come in and say people are overly compensated, you need to stop and understand what you're actually saying here for a second. For 20 years, almost 25 now, the 9/11 War on Terror era, when you have that whole generation that carried the burden of defending our country, not just the very small percentage that actually saw combat, but the very large percentage that did all the support of that and the even larger support, because remember, the military grew and expanded after 9/11. I'm of that generation. I went in the military in 2000. I'd actually already been in for a little over a year when 9/11 happened. But let's just, to simplify, say my generation, which is the generation that carried the ball through the war on terror, give or take. And like me, because I'm 44 now, they're mostly getting to the retirement age or have left the service or are going to be entering the VA system very, very soon. Most of them, because 20-year military career, you can retire, right? And you get your benefits and you go into the VA system. But then there's the ones that got didn't make it their full 20s, or they got injured, or they got out, or they just did their one bit and got out, or whatever the case may be. This generation grew up a certain way. I don't mean like kids grow up. I'm talking about inside the military. The people that were our teachers when we were newbies, our NCOs, senior NCOs, our officers, our senior leadership, they grew up in a different era, and we learned from them. They grew up in the era, and I've been guilty of this myself, and I had to learn how to not do this because it's not the way to do it. You didn't report injuries. You didn't report sickness. You didn't say you had a problem. You just pushed through it because you didn't want to miss work, or you didn't want to miss a deployment, or you didn't miss whatever. There was a lot of that going on because things like duty and honor ring through your head, and you don't always take the best care of yourself. But there was people from that previous generation who told us over and over again. I had multiple ones of this. I had a chief that was like this, one of the most important people in my entire life, not just my military career, who really turned my life around when I was in a really bad place. One of the things he always told us, he's like, document your stuff. Keep your own paper records. Don't trust the system. Make sure if you go to the doctor, keep a copy of it. If you have an injury, keep a copy of it. If something happens on the job, keep a copy of it. When you deploy, keep a copy of it. Keep your paper records because they're going to find a way to lose it, screw you, whatever. Think about the military. And I told people this when I was serving. I've told people who've asked me about going in the military. I'll tell you now, if you go join the military now, there's a lot of benefits. Most of what I have in life can be directly or indirectly traced to my military service because I got a lot of benefits from it. I'm sitting in a house I got with a VA loan. I have my benefits through the VA because I can have that income for certain things. It's part of my income. I have benefits that my children get because of my service. There's a lot of good to it. I've got an education through it. Whatever you're going to get out of the military, education, see the world, job training, whatever you're looking to get, you have to make sure you get yours because the service is going to get theirs. It's a big machine and you're the cog, and the cog's going to get ground and the cog's going to go on and on. And when you leave, another cog gets put in your place. And it's not that they don't care. It's that it's a system. It's not capable of caring. You have to advocate for yourself. That's the long way around to get back to what I'm saying about this previous generation and what this economist piece really misses. Those folks, the Vietnam guys, the Cold War guys, the folks that served during that era got screwed. They didn't always have their records together. They had a hard time getting benefits. And now folks like the Vietnam era guys that are getting in their 70s and 80s in their end of life era, they have a hard time getting their records because they had paper records or incomplete records and nobody ever told them how the VA system works. It's starting to get better. There was a line in the Economist piece where he's like, they actually teach you how to get VA benefits before you leave. Yeah, we fought like hell to get that because they didn't tell you. And you would leave the service and then you go to the VA and they say, well, you need this and this and this and this paperwork and this paperwork, and you're already out. Now you don't have ability to get it. That's something that people fought and fought and fought to get the military to tell people before they left how to take care of themselves going into the VA system. That's something that took a long time for us to get as a benefit. And it was learned the hard way and it was paid for the hard way by a lot of people. That's not a negative. I'm going to get upset doing this. I try to be the keep your bearing, be calm thing, but people don't understand what they're talking about with this, and they want to turn it into a data point. The previous generation told us, not just in word, but in deed, we're going to get screwed if you don't take care of yourself. And then the technology changed where now we have digitized medical records and you have an ability to find your stuff and keep up with stuff. And you're not just waiting for somebody in St. Louis to go through the Raiders of the Lost Ark warehouse looking thing and find some paper somewhere. So these things have all combined along with 20 years of conflict to show a giant uptick in disability claims. One, because the technology is there where you can keep your records together. Two is we all learned the hard way and listen to people who learned an even harder way to take care of ourselves. And three is the VA has improved. If that number has gone up, part of the reason that number's gone up is because a whole lot of people got screwed previously. It was way too low for way too long, and not enough people were getting their benefits and not enough people were getting their service-connected stuff. All of that to say this, the problem and the fraud, waste, and abuse is not in the compensation system that's going to the people. You want to fight fraud, waste, and abuse in the VA? It's at the administrative level. the growing bureaucracy that makes it hard to get your compensation, to get your medical care, to get those benefits. You have all these people working superfluous jobs inside the system that doesn't need to be there. Meanwhile, the VA doctors and medical providers are not getting paid salaries that are commensurate with their civilian counterparts, which means we don't always get the best people to actually do our care. I have a wonderful GP. I have great specialists, but that's kind of a minority. Those doctors are not paid well. It's actually kind of a joke. I'll give you a perfect example, and you can say it's anecdotal evidence, but this is the truth. I know a doctor that works at the VA because he retired from the military and he does it as a passion project. My GP, he was actually an enlisted guy, retired, went to PA school, came back, and he works at the VA because he sees it as an extension of his service. Those people exist, but they're few and far between, because I know a doctor that's a radiologist, and we were telling him how much the VA pays, and he goes, their total compensation is what my bonus check is in the civilian world. There's no way we could work there. We could get rid of a lot of the administrative bureaucracy and get better quality doctors. You know what better quality doctors do? They take better care of people. You know what better medical care does? It brings down costs. By the way, if you take better care of the troops while they're doing their service and treat them better with their better medical care and make them take care of themselves better and take care of their mental health better, you're going to spend less money on them throughout the course of their life. You have these older Vietnam guys, if they would have took care of them 40 years ago, they wouldn't be as expensive. So we can go round and round this carousel all day long about how much it costs for veteran benefits. And there is fraud, waste, and abuse to deal with. But you can't hold that up and go, these people are absurdly compensated. Exactly for how much? They give their lives, their bodies, their minds, their family sacrifices to take care of everybody else. And again, we're talking 1% of the population is on active duty at any given time. 1% of the population. Veteran affairs and that stuff, it's about 5% of the federal budget. Are you really saving that much money? Freedom isn't free. You want the freedom ride? This is the bill. Now, there's ways to make it better. There's ways to make it more efficient. But just holding up a dollar sign and saying this veteran who got hurt legit and has service connected shouldn't get $4,000 a month. Some people, $4,000 is a lot of money. If that's all the money you got, and you got family to take care of, and you got expenses, and if you're that disabled, you're going to have medical bills out the tail. That's not all just covered, even 100%. You're going to have other things in life that's going to get expensive because of the care you need. That's not that much. Don't let your priors cloud your judgment on this stuff, like what the economist is saying, because the next step will be, oh, well, we obviously don't need to pay all veterans because of this one little percentage. Educate yourself on how this system actually works. And this argument is going to get applied to welfare, and it gets applied to Medicare and Medicaid. By the way, this country is getting ready to rip itself apart over Medicare, Medicaid, and benefits for the entire population. This is just a little tease of it. It's going to be all the same arguments all over again. You might want to calibrate how you deal with things like this, dealing with people on SSDI, dealing with people with disabilities, dealing with people that need government help. Because there are real people, but there's a lot of bad faith media that's going to pull out little examples and try to make broad strokes of it. There's all kinds of fraud, waste, and abuse you can deal with, but it's not in the compensation system, even though there's a few really horrible people that are abusing that system. Don't go on your social media and say something stupid like there's widespread fraud in the compensation system. There's not. And it's not on you to fix it anyway, because you can't look at a veteran and tell whether they have a service connection or not just because they're walking. Just because I sit here and talk on these videos and write, you don't see the days where I, you know, have to medicate up and can't function. I have all these meds that are called as needed for a reason. Sometimes you need them. Sometimes you don't. I get to work from home. I'm blessed to do this. I'm very privileged to do this. But you don't see the hard parts. You don't see me with my shirt off and all the scars. You don't see the cane in my, you know, side of my Honda, because every now and then, just randomly, can't stand up. Got to have a little help. You don't see that stuff. I don't talk about it because I don't want to complain about it, because my life's good. I'm just telling you this so that you can maybe take a minute back when you read something stupid like this economy piece and go, you know what? This is a problem. I'd like to discuss this problem. But this isn't the way to approach it, by saying this is obviously an absurd amount of compensation. Is it really? Because you're asking 1% of the population to do something 77% of the population isn't even eligible to try to do. 77% of the population of service age isn't eligible either physically or some other way to serve. 1% of the population carries this load. It's the smallest, probably in the history of the world, if you go back and look, because we have an all-volunteer military. And you're going to get on our high horses with all the money we spend and all the fraud, waste, and abuse in our government and all the bureaucracy. And the VA's got a lot of bad bureaucracy that could be cleaned up. Trust me, I know. I have to try to make appointments. You're going to tell me the compensation to the actual veterans is the problem? Think before you tweet. Think before you pound send. And the economists should be ashamed of themselves.
All the music on Her Tell is provided under a creative content license from MonsterCat.com. Somos la máquina.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house, guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part, speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.